And 45 minutes later, I'm contemplating burning down the whole freaking tower. At least until Mikai walks in, sleepy-eyed and amused. What are you smiling at?
You look cute when you're grumpy.
I am not grumpy.
Oh, right. You're pissed off beyond belief and more than capable of ripping Jackson's fat black heart out of his chest and stomping on it.
He quotes my most outrageous text back to me, I assume to embarrass me. But I am beyond being embarrassed. I mean, I have fang marks in my neck. Fang marks. Exactly. Not to paraphrase Sylvia Plath or anything.
Not to paraphrase her badly, don't you mean?
Keep it up, and I'm going to get pissed off at you too. Where's Jackson? And why is he hiding from me? Or showing you my texts?
He's not hiding from you.
Oh, really? I walk over and ceremoniously knock on his door. Once again, there's no answer. Pretty sure he is.
Really? And what would he be hiding from you exactly?
Mikai crosses his arms over his chest and grins at me, brows raised and head tilted. Because of this! I reach up and rip the bandage off my throat, turning my head so Mikai can see what I saw. I take a perverse kind of satisfaction in watching the grin drop from his face, and watching his eyes widen and his face go slack with shock.
What the hell? Who bit you?
Oh God. My stomach revolts, and for a second, I think I'm going to throw up as nausea washes through me. He didn't deny someone bit me. He just asked who bit me. Like it's perfectly normal that I have two puncture wounds on my neck. Like it's perfectly normal that there might be someone, or, judging by his question, a lot of someones at the school who walk around biting people. Fear skitters up my spine at the implication, as the hair on my arms and the back of my neck standing straight up.
Grace, who bit you?